ஓம் சஹனாபவது சஹனௌ புனக்து சஹ வீர்யம் கரவாவஹை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து மா வித்விஷாவஹை. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. Today I will give you the summary of the first chapter. The first chapter of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad begins with Adhyarupa Apavada. Adhyarupa means superimposition. Apavada means negation. Adhyaropa superimposition means accepting the universe temporarily, the existence of the universe temporarily we accept. We means Upanishad is accepting the creation. Apavada means Upanishad is going to negate the universe. Universe is not there really. That is called Apavada. With this Adhyaropa Apavada, Upanishad is going to present the whole Brahma Vidya. The first chapter is Adhyaropa Pradhana. This first chapter is Adhyaropa Pradhanam or superimposition primarily. Then second chapter onwards, Apavada is going to be elaborated. What is the meaning of acceptance of this creation? How to understand? Upanishad says the whole universe we are seeing is anatma. The whole universe is anatma. Anatma prapanchah, Upanishad is introducing first. Anatma prapancha. This anatma prapancha is not asat. These are all very technical. Carefully listen, note. This anatma prapancha is not asat. Asat means what? Non-existent. Not asat means what? Not non-existent. This entire universe what you are seeing is not non-existent. Asat. Immediately we get a question. Is it Sat? When it is not non-existent, Asat, is it Sat? Is it existent? Then Upanishad says, this entire universe is not even Sat. Sat means existent. Totally existent. And asat means totally non-existent is not there. If you want to confuse, these words are sufficient. The total non-existence of the universe is not there. That means in double negative we are presenting. That means universe is there. Since it is not non-existent. Okay, then it is satna, it is not sat also. It is not totally existent also. It is not totally existent also. Then what? Upanishad presents, prapanchaha is asadvilakshanam, prapanchaha is sadvilakshanam. I will translate it to you. Okay. Prapanchaha, the universe is asadvilakshanam. Asat means, I said, non-existent. Vilakshana means different. Universe is that which is different from non-existent. Universe is which is different from non-existent means what? It is not non-existent. Adha vilakshanam in artham. Ide asad vilakshanam means jagat asad vilakshanam. The entire universe, whatever you are seeing, is not come under non-existent. Therefore, it is different from asad. Therefore, it is called asad vilakshanam. Jagat is asad vilakshanam. எழுதி வச்சுக்கோங்க. 10 வருஷத்துக்கு அப்புறம் எசிமுலேட் ஆனா கூட பரவாயில்ல, தப்பு இல்லை. ஓகே, சிம்பிள்னா நவ் ஜகத்தி சத்விலக்ஷணம். இட் இஸ் நாட் நெய்தர் சத் நார் அசத். சத்விலக்ஷணம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? சத் மீன்ஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட், விலக்ஷணம் மீன்ஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட். வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். So world is different from existence. World is different from non-existent. See, either this clip is, I can say, or clip is not there and chalano. Clip is existent, I can say. Clip is non-existent, I can say. Either this or that only you have to say. But Upanishad says, I have another way of sadasatana. It is sadvilakshanam, asadvilakshanam. Brahma, jagat is not like your clip. Okay? Jagat is not like your clip. What the jagat I am presenting is sadvilakshanam, asadvilakshanam, non-different from, different from non-existent, different from existent. How to understand? Continue, listen further in artham. This is the method Upanishad approach. Therefore, what Upanishad want to say finally? Upanishad, we have to request, please present or communicate that I can understand. That way I can understand. Upanishad says, jagat is seemingly existent, apparently existent. Universe is seemingly existent, apparently existent. That means you are seemingly beautiful. You are seemingly beautiful, not beautiful. Seemingly existent means not existent. So that's why seemingly is very, very important. Apparently is very important word we have to note. So, world is not totally non-existent. World is not totally non-existent. Either it comes under asat, nor it comes under sat. Okay? If it says sat, it is adhyaropa. It is asat means it is apavada. Upanishad is introducing and as well as negating. Next point. Once world is seemingly existent, whatever is seemingly existent is supported by the truth. Very important. Second level we have to understand. Whatever is you are seeing, that vastu which is non-existent, or existent, not totally existent, not totally non-existent, that must be mithya. It is unreal. It is mithya. Therefore, the entire universe is mithya. Sadvilakshanam jagat, asadvilakshanam jagat. It is neither existent nor non-existent, but it is appearing, but it is not totally existent. Since it is appearing, you cannot say it is totally non-existent. Okay? It is totally non-existent, you cannot say. Why? I am experiencing. You cannot say totally existent also, because After jnanam, we are negating the whole universe. Therefore, whatever is appearing, later it can be negatable, that is called mithya. Every word is $1 billion worth. Whatever is appearing to my experience and whatever can be negatable later, that must be mithya, unreal, supportless. It has no independent existence of its own. Jagat mithya, karyatvat, ghatavat. The entire universe I am going to negate as mithya, anatma. Whatever is mithya is anatma. Anatma means unreal. It is seemingly appearing, but it is not real. Therefore, it is called mithya. Next point. Every mithya vastu, whatever I am seeing, it must have its substance, substratum or source or support. When I see something, I am experiencing something, it must have its support, substratum. What is that support? What is that substratum? The whole jagat is mithya, but appearing. What is the support of this universe? What is the substratum of this creation? What is the adhishtanam of this creation? Adhishtanam is equal to substratum, is equal to support, is equal to source. Okay. What is the substratum? How this creation is appearing? Upanishad says a very, very ingenious answer, that support you are. You are the support. You are the source. You are the substratum. You are the adhishtanam. Then the whole creation emerged from me, sustained by me, merge into me. Mai eva sakalam jatam. Because of me, everything is born. Because of me, from me, everything is born. Because of me, everything is sustained. Mai sarvam pratishthitam. Since whole thing has come out of me, it has to merge into what? Its karanam. Therefore, mai sarvam layam yati. Mai sarvam layam yati. Entire universe merge into me alone. Tat brahmadvayam asmyaham. What is that? Therefore, since the jagat is born out of me, sustained by me, and merged into me, therefore, tat brahma, advayam brahma, non-dual consciousness brahman, I am. Ahamasmi. That is the source of this whole universe. Namba mudiliya swamini, I am the source of universe. I am the substratum. That is what? Wonder. Therefore, Upanishad address, all are immortal, eternal, shashvatam, brahmaswarupam. Why I am not able to understand? Ignorance. Ignorance. I create a dream, I scream in the dream. I am the creator of the dream, and I become creature in my dream. Creator became creature and screaming. Nightmare. While as long as I am in dream, I can never know I am the creator of the dream. Interesting. As long as I am in dream, I can never know I am the creator of the dream. I take the dream as real. I scream in the dream. Once I wake up, Once I wake up, I am the creator of the dream. What a wonderful dream came yesterday. Who created? Naneda. Same way, as long as we are in Atma Ajnana, we can never know I am the substratum. We can never claim as long as we are in ignorance, slumber. No? Ignorance. Therefore, Upanishad says, come out, uttishtata. Come out. I am already waking state only, Swamini. Hey, this is waking state, another sleep. You are in another sleep. Ignorance is a sleep. Another type of sleep, wakeful sleep. That ignorance, ajnanam itself is a type of sleep. Come out of that. Therefore, Upanishad says, Adhyaropa Apavada, first chapter, this Adhyaropa introduced. Second chapter, Apavada, going to come, we are going to enter into that. First chapter, Adhyayalo, Upanishad divide the first chapter into many topics. This is the background, whatever I have given. Foundation. On this foundation, we have to construct a big palace. No? Big palace. Now, what are the topics Upanishad presents here in this chapter? There are five topics. First topic is sadhanani. Sadhanani. Karma kanda sadhanam, some rituals. Upanishad presents karma kanda and upasana kanda. Sadhanani. Second topic is sadhyam and or phalam. Sadhyam means goal, what you arrive at by following certain rituals, certain karmas, what result you are going to get, that is called sadhyam. Phalam, like putra, swarga, health, arogyam, health, wealth, all these lokas, traveling, all come under, even Brahma loka, they are all the results of rituals, karma kanda or upasana kanda. Both sadhanam and sadhyam comes under vyakrita prapancha. Sadhanam means sadhyam and both come under vyakrita prapancha, manifest universe. That universe which manifest, visible. Vyakrita prapancha, manifest or visible universe. Third topic is avyakrita prapancha. Avyakrita prapancha. Vyakrita ka opposite. Unmanifest, invisible, rudimentary universe. That which is not visible, rudimentary, unmanifest universe. Third topic. Fourth topic is kartrutvam, doership. Kartrutvam, doership. Temporarily, Upanishad accepts the kartrutvam. It is also a superimposition. Kartrutvam is also a superimposition. What superimposition? Everything is superimposition. Everything is superimposition. Kartrutvam is also one type of superimposition. Temporarily, Upanishad accepts. Then, fifth topic is bhoktrutvam, enjoyership. Being the experiencer of the karma phalam, what am I? Bhokta. Lot of experiences I am undergoing. Sukha, dukha, all these. Therefore, I am called bhokta. This is also temporary idea only. Later, this kartrutvam and bhoktrutvam we are going to negate. Whatever born along with that, once when you are sitting on the carpet, when I pull the carpet, you move or not? When we are in the creation, once the kartrutvam and the creation falls away from the mother, kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam, how they can remain? They will also go away. These are the 5 topics. What are they? Sadhanani, Sadhyam and Phalam. Then third one is Avyakrata Prapancha. Fourth one is Kartrutvam. Fifth one is Bhoktrutvam. In Sadhyam and Phalam alone, I have included Vyakrata Prapancha. It is not a separate topic. Sadhanani and Sadhyani put together Vyakrata Prapancha. Now what we are seeing? Vyakrata Prapancha, that Prapancha which is visible. Visible or not? Isn't it doubtful? Visible. Now, all these 5 topics Upanishad puts into 3 words. All these 5 topics with the 3 names Upanishad call it. Nama, Rupa, Karma. Nama means name. Rupa means form. Karma means function. Nama, Rupa, Karma. Now, the first chapter, first 3 Brahmanams deal with sadhanani. First chapter, first 3 Brahmanams deal with sadhanani, means what are those sadhanas? Ashve Virad Upasanam. First Brahmana name gnapaka irko? Ashva Brahmanam. Ashva Brahmanam is nothing but Virad Upasanam. Looking at the Ashva, I visualize the whole universe. It is called Ashva Brahmanam. Ashve Virad Upasanam. What ashvam? Not ordinary ashva which is moving on the road. Yaga ashve Virad Upasanam. That ashva is highly significant when it is worshipped in yaga. Ashve, yaga ashve Virad Upasanam. Okay. Now second Brahmanam is called Agni Brahmanam. Agni Brahmanam, fire is used in Ashwamedha Yaga, invoked as Virat. Agni also looked as, invoked as Virat. Agnav Virat Upasanam. Third Brahmanam is Udgitha Brahmanam. Udgitha Brahmanam. Hiranyagarbha Upasana discussed here, and Guna Vishishta Hiranyagarbha Upasana upon Prana. Hiranyagarbha means Prana. Upon Prana we invoke the Hiranyagarbha. So Prana Upasana Vishishta Guna Hiranyagarbha Upasana. Where is Hiranyagarbha? Here only Prana. I invoke that Hiranyagarbha and my prana. So what are the 3? Ashve Virad Upasana, Agno Virad Upasana, Prane Hiranyagarbha Upasana. All the 3 come under what? Sadhanani, means sadhanams. So Hiranyagarbha is glorified as sadhyam. Whoever does upasana in this manner, he attains Hiranyagarbha Padavi. Whatever Hiranyagarbha gets, he this Upasaka also will get. After talking about Hiranyagarbha, before Srishti, now Upanishad is entering another point. Before Srishti also, there is no nothingness, but there is something. So Hiranyagarbha Upasaka attains Hiranyagarbha Padavi, or he goes to Brahmaloka. Okay? That is Upasana topic over. Now Sadhyam is the Hiranyagarbha Padavi. And Upanishad presented Atmava Idam Agra Asit, Upanishad says. See, before this creation is going to come, there was nothing. You should not say like that. before this creation is going to come, there was nothing. You should not say. What is the logic? From nothing, something cannot come. Very interesting, no? Suppose a tarkika, no? Logician come and says, there was nothing before the creation. What is there? No? Hey, nothing until what is there? Why you are asking? No? Nothing. No? I'll ask you, Advaita is asking, hey, from nothing, how something can come? If nothing, something comes, we can also prepare, no? Something. Nothing can come, there was something, but you cannot distinguish. There was something before the creation also in undistinguished manner. Before the creation also, there is something which is in undistinguished manner. Undistinguished means you cannot distinguish. You cannot say this is this, this is this. For that, if you don't listen, Upanishad gives an example. If you go to sleep, I need not tell all these things in summary, actually. It is your homework. You are going to sleep. Are you there or not? In what form you are there? In undistinguished manner you are there. While waking, and when you are waking up, distinguished manner. You are all in which manner now? Thank God. Okay. Don't sleep. If you go to sleep, you are in undistinguished manner. Swamini goes, words will go, everything. Okay. Therefore, before Srishti, all names, forms and functions are in undistinguished manner. Adha avyakritam anartham. Not in distinct manner. So, in the same section, also, in the same section, Chaturvarnyam also mentioned. Chaturvarnyam. What are those Chaturvarnyam? First, the birth of Deva Brahmanas, then Deva Kshatriyas, then Deva Manushyas, then Deva Vaishyas and Deva Shudras. All are Manushyas only. Manushyas are going to come. They are all Devas. Okay. Deva Vaishyas, Deva Shudras. All were born. Okay. Then what? Devatas for what sake? How they can survive Devatas? So Manushyas has to come. So Manushya Brahmana, Manushya Kshatriya, Manushya Vaishya, Manushya Shudra. Human beings. So, Devatas are also having Brahmana Vaishya, Brahmana Kshatriya Vaishya Shudra. Devatas are also Brahmana Vaishya and Kshatriya Vaishya Shudra. Manushyas are also, there are Brahmana Kshatriya Vaishya Shudra. So, from up to here, Varnas were created. Once Varnas comes, Manushyas comes, what comes? And Avidya comes. Once Manushyas were born, what comes? Along with human beings, we carry what? Our property. Our property is ignorance. By birth, we are ignorant. Swamini, I am knowledgeable by birth. Right? If you are knowledgeable, you don't born. We are knowledgeable, we are enlightened, we won't born. So you are ignorant. What is the proof? You are born. That's why you are ignorant. Therefore, Upanishad statements cannot be swallowable easily. To swallow the Upanishad statements, I have to uplift myself. The pedestal platform I have to change. நம்ம எங்கேயோ ஸ்டாண்ட் பண்ணி உபனிஷத்து புரிஞ்சுக்கணும்னா எட்டு 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 என்ன இதெல்லாம் முடியாத காரியம் அண்ணா. என்ன பண்ணணும் அண்ணா? ஷார்பனிங் புரியும். நெக்ஸ்ட், ஹியூமன் பீங்ஸ் ஹாவ் டு ப்ளீஸ். நவ் ஒன்ஸ் Varnas have come, what they do, what are the rituals they do. They have to please the devatas. They have to feed devatas by worshipping them. And they are, human beings are come under what? Bhogya vastu to devatas, manushyas and pashus. Human beings are becoming bhogya vastu to devatas by worshipping them. Doing this ritual, that ritual, offering. Agna yeswaha, Indra yeswaha, Varuna yeswaha, yedukappana. Avar shantama irundhada manak malavaru. Agni shantama irukkano, Indra shantama irukkano. So you are feeding them, you are propitiating them, you are pleasing them by worshipping. Similarly, social service, manushya, you are becoming, husband is serving to wife, wife is serving to husband, children are serving to parents, parents are serving to children, servant is serving to yajamana, yajamana is serving to servant also. Many times, enna yajamana poi coffee, amma coffee saapidu first. அப்புறம் தானே வேலை பண்ணுவேன், கரெக்டு தானே? ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வி ஹாவ் டு கிவ் காஃபி, தென் ஒன்லி ஷி ஸ்டார்ட் ஒர்க். வாட் இஸ் இட்? யூ ஆர் டேக்கிங் கேர் ஆஃப் ஹர். தட் மீன்ஸ் தே ஆர் ஆல் என்ஜாயிங் யுவர் சர்வீஸ், யுவர் வர்ஷிப். ஈவன் அனிமல்ஸ் யூ ஆர் ஃபீடிங், அதுக்கு பால் ஊற்றி 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 நல்லா என்ஜாய் பண்ணுறதுன்னா, பூனை கூட, டாகு, கேட்டு, ஆல் தீஸ் ஆர் என்ஜாயிங் வை. From you they are enjoying, they are all bhokta. You are what? Bhogya vastu. We are all bhogya vastu. They are all using us. We are used by them. When we are used by them, we are bhogya vastu, bhoga vastu for them. That's why devatas are always happy. What I said? Devatas will never allow you to come to the class. என்ன, இஃப் யூ கம் டு த கிளாஸ், யூ சே அகம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி. இஃப் யூ சே அகம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி, யூ டோன்ட் டூ எனி ரிச்சுவல்ஸ். இஃப் யூ டோன்ட் ரிச்சுவல் டூ ரிச்சுவல்ஸ், தேவதாஸ் பிகம் ஹங்க்ரி. தேர்ஃபார் தே ஆல்வேஸ் கிரியேட் ஆப்ஸ்டக்கல்ஸ். ஈவன் எப்படியாவது கிளாஸுக்கு போகாமலே ஐ ஹாவ் டு ஸ்டாப். பட் எப்படியோ தப்பிச்சு வந்துடுவான் இவன். சம்ஹவ் திஸ் பர்சன் வில் எஸ்கேப் அண்ட் கம் டு த கிளாஸ் டு கம் அவுட் ஆஃப். தட்ஸ் இஸ் bhogya vastu. Now the whole thing will be switched over to bhokta. Fifth brahmanam, talking about saptanna brahmanam. See, fourth brahmanam la I am the karta, bhogya vastu for all. I am the doer, I am the karta. When I am karta, all are enjoying. Therefore, I become bhogya vastu. Karta and bhogya vastu, I am in fourth brahmanam. So, fifth brahmanam, this person somehow, pahyatannaad seva pandrade, let me enjoy sometime. And fifth brahmanam, I am the bhokta, world is bhogyam, I am the bhokta, I am the enjoyer. Devatas give so many things to me. And all the things I am enjoying from other beings also. This is the fifth brahmanam. In the sixth brahmanam, uktha brahmanam, nama rupa karma adhyaropa. In the last class we saw nama rupa karma adhyaropa, sixth brahmanam. This nama rupa karma further reduced into body finally. Nama rupa karma, this body, nama rupa karma put together body, shariram. This shariram has got nama iruka illaya? If anybody calls, immediately you turn your head. So we are very very, never forget our name. No, we forget all people name. We never forget our name. I hope so. We never ask, hey, what is my name, tell me. Rupam, we remember. Function, we know. So whole body comes under nama, rupa, karma. Name, form and function. Okay? Now, what are the important topics highlighted here? In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, totally, entire Brihadaranyaka, only two topics main: Vidya Sutram and Avidya Sutram. 147 is Vidya Sutram. 147 Vidya Sutram in nutshell, not elaborately, nutshell. 1410, that means first chapter of fourth Brahmanam, 10th mantra. Ignorance is in nutshell, Avidya Sutram. What do you mean by ignorance? What do you mean by knowledge? So 147 and 1410. Vidya Sutram is in 147. Avidya Sutram is in 1410. In 147, Vidya Sutram says what? Atma ityeva upasita. May you know that you are that Atma Brahmaswarupam. This is Vidya Sutram. Vidya means knowledge, which is explained in the entire Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. And this Vidya Sutram only, the entire Brihadaranyaka, you know, expanded, elaborated. May you know that you are Atma. Upasita and meditation. Here Upasita means what I said? Recognize, discover, claim you are that Atma Swarupam. Swami, you means who and hey, you and you. You means which you and and then upper shoulder, which you. First, you are to one up. 1410, Avidya Sutram is what Upanishad condensed that Yaha Anyosau Anyohamasmiti Nasa Veda. Yaha Anyosau Anyohamasmiti Nasa Veda. A person whoever worship the Lord different from him, whoever worship the Lord as different from him, that person can never know he is Brahman. Idi Avidya Sutram. Idi Sutram. Sutram always must be in a cryptic form, isn't it? Whoever worship the Lord is different from me, Rama is different from me, Krishna is different from me, Devi is different from me, such a person, Eka Rupa Upasaka and Vishwarupa Upasaka, can never claim Aham Brahma Asmi. Arupa Jnanam Varave Varad. Adi Avidya Anartha. But then Upanishad encouraged to worship this Lord, that Lord, and he first enter into Ekarupa Upasana, Anekarupa Upasana, do puja, worship Rama, Krishna. How many years? Decades you worship, doesn't matter. But never end your life in that worship. That is not end. Rama worship, Krishna worship is not the end of life. It is not the ultimate goal of life. Worship Rama and Krishna, go beyond name and form of Rama and Krishna, see the inner content of Rama, that is consciousness, Chaitanyam, Brahma, substratum. Rama, Nama, Rupa is lowest nature of Rama. Apara Prakriti. Nama, Rupa, Krishna also is the lower nature of Krishna. Therefore, a Krishna Bhakta can never claim Aham Brahmasmi. A Rama Bhakta can never claim Aham Brahmasmi. Therefore, be as a Bhakta, then become a Parabhakta. Lord Krishna says in 12th chapter, become a Parabhakta. Never become a Aparabhakta. Always asking for this and that and all. That's what Bhagavan wants really. Bhagavan is pity if a person always worship the Lord, Shodashopachara puja, this puja, that puja, lifelong. Lifelong and asking. Bhagavan expects one day or other, this bhakta can know my real nature. Saha mama priyaha jnani tu atmaiva me matam, Bhagavan said. Who is jnani? Who knows that Bhagavan's real nature? That person is Jnani. He is Mama Priyahan, Bhagavan said. He is Mama Priyaha means he is dearest to me. That means you are all dearest to Bhagavan. I am telling boldly. You also should say boldly. Okay. Those who are studying Vedanta, those are understanding that their real nature, going beyond body, mind, complex matter, they have become parabhaktas. Bhagavan says he is dearest to me. That means other bhaktas, dearer, dear, dearer. Even a dearest. You want to be dearest or dear? Dear I am the dear I do. அப்புறம் நெக்ஸ்ட் ஜென்மாலும் மானு மாதிரி பிறந்து டியரஸ்ட் ஆகாமலே இருந்தோம் இல்லையோ லாஸ்ட் டைம்ல டியூஷனே கிளாஸுக்கு போகாமலே நெக்ஸ்ட் ஜென்மா யூ வில் பிகம் டியர் அண்ணா. டியர் என்ன தெரியுமோ, ஸ்பெல்லிங் சரியா போட்டுக்கோங்க. டியர் டேர் டிஇஇஆர் மானு டிஇஏஆர் டியர் டியரெஸ்ட் சூப்பர் லேட்டிவ் டிகிரி. தேர் இஸ் நோ cry, you know, no more cry. Now we will go back. Okay, now come to the topic again. So 1-4-10, this is Avidya Sutra. Avidya Sutra, so fourth Brahmanam section is Avidya Sutram elaborated. Then fifth and sixth sections, elaboration of Avidya Sutram. Elaboration of Avidya Sutram. So Vidya Sutram not yet explained. Avidya Sutram about this Agnani Upanishad elaborately explained, and Vidya Sutram Upanishad is going to enter. Now I am going to give very very important Bhashyam part, commentary part, where Shankaracharya has analyzed elaborately. Just I remind you. You know, I remind you, Sambandha Bhashyam. Sambandha Bhashyam. First Brahmana, first section, first mantra, inquiry into the relationship between Karma Kanda and Jnana Kanda. Karma Jnana Kanda Yoho Vicharaha. How far this Karma Kanda is relevant? Up to what extent it is relevant? Is it relevant or not? These are all discussed there. It is relevant, but at the same time, it is not ultimate. Karma Kanda, Vichara. Jnana Karma Kanda Yoho Vichara. It is Sambandha Bhashyam. Shankaracharya writes on and on and on. No, the law of it is discussed. I took so many classes. Gnapaka irukku? Notes parungo. Second important discussion Shankaracharya dealt is Ghata Bhashyam. எவ்ரிவேர் கட்ட அட்கர்ஸ். கட்டம்னா பாட்டு, நம்ம பாட்டு இருக்கு பாட்டு இன்னைக்கு கூட. அந்த கட்டம்னா பாட்டு. மெனி பிளேசஸ் கட்ட 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 ஹி யூசஸ். தேர்ஃபோர் இட் இஸ் கால்ட் கட்ட பாஷ்யம். ஆர் திஸ் கேன் பி கால்ட் அஸ் காரிய காரண வாதா. கட்டம் இஸ் காரியம், கிளை இஸ் காரணம், காரிய காரண வாதா. ஜகத் இஸ் காரியம், பிரம்மன் இஸ் காரணம். தேர்ஃபோர் காரிய காரணவாதா. தியரி ஆஃப் கிரியேஷன், என்க்வைரி இன்டு த காஸ் அண்ட் எஃபெக்ட் தியரி. தியரி ஆஃப் கிரியேஷன், ஃபர்ஸ்ட் மந்த்ரா ஆஃப் செகண்ட் பிராமணம். திஸ் கேன் பி கால்ட் ஆஸ் சிருஷ்டிவாதா ஆல்சோ. திஸ் கடபாஷ்யம் கேன் பி கால்ட் ஆஸ் சிருஷ்டிவாதா. கட உற்பத்தி, ஜகத் உற்பத்தி, ஜகத் உற்பத்தி. கட உற்பத்தி எப்படியோ ஜெகத் உற்பத்தி அப்படி அப்படி சொல்லிட்டாரு சங்கராச்சாரியர். த கிரியேஷன் ஆஃப் த பாட் ஹவு மச் ரியல், தட் மச் ரியல் த கிரியேஷன் ஆஃப் த யூனிவர்ஸ். உங்களுக்கு தெரியும், நான் சொல்ல வேண்டாம். என்ன பாட்டே கிடையாது இல்லையோ? வாட் இஸ் தேர்? வாட் இஸ் தேர்? கிளே இஸ் தேர். ஜெகத் இஸ் தேர்? நோ. வாட் இஸ் தேர்? Brahman is there. You are wonderful students. Okay. Then, nothing was there before the Srishti. Here only it is negated. Shankaracharya negated. Nothing there was there before Srishti. is wrong. Brahman was there, Brahman is there, Brahman ever will be there. God was there or not? Can you say God was not there? இப்படிதான் குழப்பம் உங்களுக்கு இப்போ கன்ஃபியூஷன். God as Aparaprakriti is temporary, God as Paraprakriti is permanent. So our God is there or not? Our God and in a Vedantic student, God is different. Ever existent. How God can disappear? இவங்களை காட் எல்லாம் டிசப்பியர், கிருஷ்ணா ராம எல்லாம் ஓன்லி ஃபார் சம் டைம், நாம ரூபா. So that Rama, Krishna, real nature we are taking, no? That's why we are what? Real bhaktas. Okay. Next, third discussion is Pramana Bhashyam. In this, what are the Pramanam Vakyams? Statements given in Shastra, what are to be accepted as exact teaching? What are all fiction, fictitious statements? Arthavada statement, glorified statements. There are statements which are very important to be taken, which are not to be taken as real. They are gauna, glorified. They are not to be taken as exact facts. Pramana vakyams lo rendu vidham irukka. Tatparya vakyam, arthavada vakyam. இதுதான் வெரி வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட் போர்ஷன். பிரமாண பாஷ்யம் சங்கராச்சாரியா பிரசன்ட்ஸ் அர்த்தவாத வாக்கியானி, ஃபிக்டீஷியஸ் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்ஸ். யூ கேன் என்ஜாய் பட் நெவர் டேக் இட் இஸ் ரியல். பிரமாண வாக்கியானி, தோஸ் தாத்பரிய வாக்கியானி ஆர் ஃபேக்ட்ஸ், டோன்ட் கம்பைன் தெம். தட்ஸ் ஃபார் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் த வேதா ப்ராப்பர்லி, விச் ஆர் க்ளோரிஃபைட், கவுனம், ஃபிகரேட்டிவ். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் சர்டன் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்ஸ் விச் ஆர் ஃபேக்ட்ஸ். இதெல்லாம் கிளப் பண்ணி, அவியல் பண்ணி, மிக்ஸ் பண்ணி குழப்பம் பீப்புளுக்கு. அண்ட் தே பிளேம் த வேதாஸ். தட்ஸ் வை சிஸ்டமேட்டிக் ஸ்டடி ஆஃப் வேதாஸ் ஸ்கிரிப்சர்ஸ் இஸ் வெரி வெரி இம்பார்ட்டண்ட். அதர்வைஸ் கீப் குவைட், நெவர் பிளேம் த வேதா. ஓகே, உனக்கு மூளை இல்லை புரிஞ்சுக்கிறதுக்கு. யூ டோன்ட் ஹாவ் இன்டலெக்ட் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். வாட் ரைட் யூ ஹாவ் காட் டு கிரிட்டிசைஸ் த வேதா? தேர் ஃபார் இம்ப்ரூவ் யுவர் இன்டலெக்ட். தட்ஸ் வாட் சங்கராச்சாரியா சேஸ் ஹியர். க்ளோரிஃபிகேஷன், ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா, விசுத்தத்வம், தூர் நாமத்வம், ஆல் தீஸ் உபனிஷத், மிருத்யு அதீதத்வம், தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் க்ளோரிஃபிகேஷன். தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் க்ளோரிஃபிகேஷன்ஸ். தேர் ஃபார் தேர் ஆர் not facts, there are fiction. If you do this upasana, you will become eternal, immortal. Say Sri Rama Rama Rameti Rame Rame Mano Rame Sahasranama Tatulyam Rama Nama Varanane. இது சொல்லிட்டே இரு, உனக்கு மோட்சம் வந்துடும் அண்ணா. Now tell me, is it fact or fiction? Fiction. But why they say like, they have to say like that only? அங்கங்க ஹனுமான் மந்திரம் தான் பெஸ்ட்னு சொல்லணும், ராம மந்திரம் தான் பெஸ்ட்னு சொல்லணும். அந்தந்த லெவல் ஆஃப் பீப்புளுக்கு அப்படி அப்படிதான் சொல்லணும். ஆல் ஆர் கவுனம். இஃப் பை சேயிங் ராம நேம் இட் செல்ஃப் யூ கெட் மோக்ஷா, வை கிருஷ்ணா ஹேஸ் டு டீச் பகவத்கீதா டு அர்ஜுன? கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணன் சொன்னானே அர்ஜுனனுக்கு ஞானம் வந்திருக்கணுமே. இதுக்கு 750 ஸ்லோகாஸ் இன் தி பேட்டில் ஃபீல்ட். கிருஷ்ணா வுட் ஹவ் சென்ட் டு அர்ஜுனா விதின் 1 minute, அர்ஜுனா உக்கார், கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணன்னு சொல்லி உனக்கு மோட்சம் வந்துடும் சொல்லலாம் இல்லையோ? தட் ஷோஸ் நாலேஜ் அலோன் இஸ் த சொல்யூஷன். தேர்ஃபோர் நெக்ஸ்ட் ஒன், ஃபோர்த் டிஸ்கஷன், இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் டிஸ்கஷன், சங்கராச்சாரிய எலாபரேட்ஸ் பிரவேச பாஷ்யம். பிரவேச பாஷ்யம் மீன்ஸ் ஹவு டஸ் பிரம்மன் என்டர்ஸ் இன் டு திஸ் பாடி. பிரவேச பாஷ்யம், என்ட்ரி பாஷ்யம். ஓகே, how does entry take place? Upanishad says as though entry, really atma never enters the body, it is as though entry. As though entry means what? How atma can enter? Because it is all pervading. How Atma can enter? How space can enter this pot? Tell me. Space can never enter as though enter. Because space is all pervading. Really speaking, pot entered in the space. Like that, Pravesha Bhashya means never take like that. Entry means as though entry. Shankaracharya elaborately discussed here Brahman availability in the Jiva as Sakshi. Brahman availability as Jiva is none other than Sakshi. Next discussion is Vidya Sutra Bhashyam. Fifth important discussion Shankaracharya deals here. Brahman should be recognized. One word, that's all. Vidya Sutra, that Brahman infinite consciousness to be recognized as oneself. Not body. You are not the body. You are not the mind. You are the consciousness giving, lending that sentiency to the body-mind complex. What I have to say? I am consciousness. That is called Vidya Sutra aim. Vidya Sutra. Then sixth discussion is Mahavakya Bhashyam. 10th mantra comes 1-4-10. Mahavakya Bhashyam. Aham Brahmasmi Mahavakya occurs here. All different interpretations Shankaracharya negates here. Aham Brahmasmi na people, what he said, Aham Brahmasmi iti upasita. Aham Brahmasmi, you meditate. I am human being, I have to meditate. It is a knowledge. I am a human being is a knowledge. Anyone can ask, meditate, you are a human being, I am a human being. How can you ask like that? Similarly, Aham Brahma Asmi is not a statement to meditation. Not a statement meant for meditation. It is a statement to understand. Aham Brahma Asmi. It is a fact. It is a knowledge. Unnegatable fact at any time, at any place, by anyone. Unnegatable fact. Once I understand, there is no time gap. Once I understand Aham Brahmasmi, Swamini, appo moksha varuma enakke kekkakoodadhu. Can I get moksha? Then if I understand this, Shastra says, no gap between understanding and moksha. Jnanat evat kaivalyam. Jnanam eva moksham. Moksham means nothing but jnanam. Atma jnanam. When? Atra eva brahma samashnute. In the class itself, he recognizes. He need not go even into a house. And the gap kuda kadiyadu. Even devatas cannot obstruct. Prarabdha cannot obstruct. Even planets, navagrahams cannot obstruct. அந்த கிரகங்கள் ஏழு நாட்டு சனி, இப்ப ஞானம் வராதுன்னு சொன்ன ஏழு நாட்டு சனியா, 7 இயர்ஸ் சனி பிடிச்சிருந்தா இப்ப ஞானம் வருவானா? நான் நிஜமா சொல்றேன், அப்போதான் வரும். Somebody said that சனி really does a lot, good things. என்ன நல்ல கஷ்டம் கொடுத்தா வைராகியம் வந்துடும், வைராகியம் வந்தா கிளாஸ் வருவா, கிளாஸ் வந்தா சாஸ்திரம் வந்துடும். நான் சும்மா சொல்றேன், ஓகே. Then a sini moksha karakaha. Okay, ஒரு தாத்தாக்கு பையனுக்கு மோக்கம், நீங்க ஏழு நாடு சனி ஏழு நாடு சனி சொல்லி பாவம் அந்தனு பையனு. Don't, no prarabdha can obstruct, no graham can obstruct. Okay, I have willpower, I can get moksha. நனக்கு வரல, நீ யாருக்கு வரும்? If I don't get moksha, who will get? அப்படி இருக்கணும். I should claim that boldness, that courage. Kaschi dhiraha pratyagatmana maikshat avritta chakshum amrutatma michchan. I only get. That is what Nachiketa claimed. Nachiketa claimed. So let me be like Nachiketa. Bahunamimi prathamahana.
Nachiketa claimed, I am the best student among many. Nachiketa. Avaru bold poi solitta Yamadharmaraj kitta.
Boldness venum. Okay. Now, what are the important? This is last. Jnanateva Kaivalyam is the last discussion. Now, some important mantras I will give you. Third Brahmanam, 28th mantra. Asatoma Sadgamaya, Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya, Mrityorma Amratangamaya. This mantra meant for Upasana. 28th mantra, third Brahmanam. 1, 3, 8, 28. Abhyarohaha Avritti Mantra. This is called Avritti Mantra.
What you say, you become that, no? Yatha yat bhavam tad bhavati.
Upasana pandu pandu pandu, you will attain that. Then fourth Brahmanam, second mantra. Dithiyadvai bhayam bhavati. As long as you see second person, nama, rupa, real, the fear will continue. Shankaracharya says, Advitiyadvai abhayam bhavati. Dithiyadvai bhayam bhavati. Mother-in-law, father-in-law, all bhayam. Boss, servant ke bhayapadra selabir. Okay, bhayam. Why? Because you see second thing. Nama rupa you give reality. Therefore, advitiyadvai bhayam bhava, abhayam bhavati. By seeing non-dual Brahman, seeing anna? Understanding. Never try to see with your eyes. Okay, anybody says, I will show you Atma anna? Pohadunga pinnadi. Don't run behind them. 25,000 if you give, I will show the Atma. 50,000 if you give, I will show the Atma. There are people. Okay, you will padichu thirupa apdi pona. Okay, then 4, 7, seventh mantra, second mantra is over, that is important. And srishti pravesha vidya sutram 4, 7, 4, 8, fourth brahmanam, 8th, seventh mantra, 8th mantra, that atma eva priveha, self love is the love. I love myself first. Everyone loves themselves. So, there is no dearest thing other than the self in the world. Not putra, putri, husband, wife, idella chumma kada. Okay. There is no real love at all on any person in the world. I will tell you, not I. Okay. Shastra says, anybody says, I love you, na? Say like that, no? Why? You love me because of some condition. Either you get money or you get appreciation, you get something from me, that's why you love. That's why these are all fake love. Atma eva nijamaina prema priyaha. That's why if you see everywhere in the Atma in everyone, that is the real love. Brother love, sister love, father love, husband love, wife love, ellame. Not real love. If you look into every human being as Atma, is the Vishwa Prema. Vishwa Prema is possible only for a Jnani, not for anybody. Vishwa Prema is possible, a fact, for a Jnani alone, but not anybody else. It's impossible. Okay. 1, 4, 10, very important, big mantra, Aham Brahmasmi mantra. Illa mananam pannanam. Okay, Avidya Sutram comes here, Aham Brahmasmi Jnanam comes here. Therefore, 1, 4, 10 is very important. Then 5th Brahmanam, 1, 5, 16. Sadhana Sadhya, Putrena Ayam Loko Jayaha, Karmana Ayam Pitru Loko Jayaha. Then Vidyaya Deva Lokaha. Swamini, adella important ani kekadunga. They are all not important. Sannyasa is highlighted here. One can take sannyasa straight away. Ponnu kadikalanna. If girl is not available, boy is not available, that person can take sannyasa. Yad ahareva virajet, tad ahareva pravrajet. Not ashrama sannyasa, internal sannyasa. Okay. 5th Brahmanam,
ఫస్ట్ మంత్ర నామ రూప కర్మ అధ్యారోప ఇస్ ఓవర్. 1516 ఈస్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ అని చూడరేన్. సో అధ్యారోప ప్రకరణం ఓవర్. ఓవర్ ఓవర్ ఇన్ వాట్ ఓవర్ దట్స్ ఆల్. దెన్ విద్యాసూత్రం ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు బి ఎలాబరేటెడ్. అపవాద పోర్షన్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు కమ్. దట్ విల్ సీ ఇన్ ద నెక్స్ట్ క్లాస్. పూర్ణమదః పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. హరిః ఓం. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం.